The Rise of Superconductors, Race to the Future of Technology, by Austin Marden, Kendall Capercioni, Sudipa Samadar, Alicia Au, Mariam Sardar, Janani Rajendra, Maria Gonzalez, Darla Chloe Daneva, Alifa Devji, Lajendan Jayakumar, Gabriella Ivanov, and Sifar Halani. Edited by Kanish Baskaran. Narrated by Ian Small. Chapter 7. Key Superconducting Materials by Darla Chloe Daneva. Introduction. Superconductors require materials that contain the properties to provide electrical conductivity without resistance at sufficiently low temperatures. It is important to recognize that all materials have different critical temperatures and will have to change properties differently when it comes to electron flow. One of these properties requires the material to have perfect diamagnetism in comparison to semiconductors. This is also supported by what is called the Meissner effect, the famous phenomenon where any semblance of a magnetic field is expelled. Some other factors include not only the type of material, but the length of the conductor, its voltage, and the surface area. These superconductors are classified into type 1 and type 2 materials. Superconductors hold materials that can be used in the engineering industry to create powerful electromagnets, computers, MRI, and electrical systems. Different types of engineers explore the relationships between the critical temperatures and the physico-chemical properties, such as resistance, in order to test for the most effective materials to be used in superconductivity. Materials must be at low energy states in order to turn superconductive. They must also be cold in order to be able to use a smaller amount of energy, which can be an environmentally friendly advantage. These classes of superconducting materials are always advancing. Superconducting materials can be, but are not limited to, alloys, ceramics, chemical elements, organic matter, and nictides. Of course, there are scientists developing new materials that can be classified as a superconductor. Unfortunately, not all materials will be suitable as a superconductor. For example, elements such as silver or gold cannot reach the level of a superconductor as it must be able to withstand higher or lower critical temperatures. This chapter will maintain its focus on the current key materials and properties of the different classifications of superconductors, and where the materials can be used along with several examples. Type 1 materials. Type 1 superconductors contain materials that can provide superconductivity at lower temperatures, in opposition to how type 2 materials conduct. Examples of which material these types of superconductors can be are zinc, tin, mercury, or aluminum. These elements contain a critical temperature that ranges from 0.88 Kelvin to 4.15 Kelvin. Besides these materials, niobium was found to have the highest critical temperature. Pure metals, or elements, are one of the common examples of these types of superconductors. They are considered soft superconductors because of their ability to lose superconductivity simply in a critical magnetic field. NbTi and Nb3Sn were considered to be a better generator for high magnetic fields than conventional resistant magnets, motivating further research on low-temperature superconductors. In order to become classified as a type 1 superconductor, the low critical temperature should be maintained around a range of 0 Kelvin to 10 Kelvin and obey the Meissner effect. The Meissner effect is a phenomenon caused when a superconductor cools down to its critical temperature, approximately 0 Kelvin to 10 Kelvin, and causes a reaction where the magnetic field does not permit it to go through. The definition of superconductors and its properties means there should be multiple meta-analyses and experiments conducted. An experiment was conducted by Shapova and colleagues to study the Halperin-Lubinsky-Ma HLM effect of superconductivity on thin films such as aluminum and tungsten. The following experiment used the result of two quasi-dimensional films and its strong HLM effect in three-dimensional systems to support further research on the search for a key type 1 superconducting film. The experiment focused on the thermodynamic properties of the superconductors, revolving its attention on aluminum. This transition from a superconducting state to its normal state is described as sharp and abrupt.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?